Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya. Perik Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Okay, we'll try to do a picture in our head. Sometimes a picture we create in our head is even better than a picture that someone gives you. Imagine I'm looking down from the top. I'm a bird very high up, flying over, and I'm looking down at olive trees. This is what I see. I see three rows of three trees. In between each of the rows of trees are strips of land. I see 1, 2, 3 olive trees, a strip of land. 1, 2, 3 olive trees, another strip of land. And again, 1, 2, 3 olive trees. So Zayas, we have an olive tree here. Shenimtza oimed bein shalosh shura shel shnei malbanim. It's an olive tree that is standing in the middle of the three rows. They are separated by these two strips of land. In other words, it's the middle tree of the middle row. Again, I see three trees, a strip of land. Three trees. This is the middle tree that I'm looking at. Afterwards is another strip of land, and again, three trees. We're talking about the middle tree of the middle row. Ushachachai. The farmer forgot to take off the olives of that tree. Zakta Mishnah, ain't a shikha, it's not shikha. Because we assume the reason he forgot it is because it was hidden by the other trees around it. Remember what we learned this earlier, that there's no shikha if something is covering it? We learned in Perikei Mishnah Zayin, if it's covered with straw, the aniyim stood in front to block it, then it's not shikha. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Zayis sheyesh bo sasayim. We have an olive tree over here. It has two saw fruit, ushechacha, and the farmer forgot to take the fruit off this tree, ain't a shikha. Because like we learned earlier, two saw does not become shikha. It's true in regard to grain, and it's true in regard to an olive tree. Now we go back, and again, there's a reason for the Seder of the Mishnayis that has to be explained, but this is the Seder. Now we go back to the halacha that if the tree is a very different kind of a tree, like it has a name, the dripping tree, then there's no shikha. Now here the Mishnah adds a restriction to this. This Bamed Varim Amurim is a restriction. Bamed Varim Amurim. When did we say that a tree that has a special shame does not have shikha bizman shaloi hischol bai? When the person cutting the trees around this tree didn't start to cut the tree, the special tree. Aval hischol bai, but if he began to cut that special tree, even the special tree, even the tree that has a name that it drips oil without squeezing it, or the tree that's at a certain place, or the tree that produces so much, if he started to harvest the tree, afilu kizayis, even if it's a tree, hanatoifa, that drips oil, bishatoi, in its time, meaning at certain times, it's so juicy, oil drips from it without having to squeeze the fruit. Ushachachi, but he forgets to finish. He started, but he forgot to finish. Then yesh leshikcha. Then what he leaves over there is shikcha. It's like any other tree. And that fruit has to be left for the aniyim. So these special trees are different. If you skip the whole tree, it's not shikcha. But if you started to harvest the fruit and you left some of it, then the regular halachis of shikcha apply. Always? No, not always. Only until tusa. Once you have tusa, it's not shikha. Even if you already started. But if it's less than tusa of peiros, and you started, even though it's a special tree, there is shikha. That's the halach. Vayter zakta mishnah kol zman sheyesh lo tachtav. Now here we're going to try to figure out from what point do we say what's left on the tree is shikha. Zakta mishnah kol zman sheyesh lo, as long as the bailim have olives tachtav underneath the tree. In other words, he didn't finish yet to gather the olives that fell. Yeshlo, he also has rishus to cut off the olives that he forgot b'roishoy at the top of the tree. There's no din shikha yet. Now let me explain to you. When they used to take off olives, this is how they did it. They did it with sticks. They would bang with sticks on the branches, and the olives would fall to the ground. Then they would gather the olives from the ground. This Tana holds, as long as there are olives on the ground that fell after he banged it with the stick, there's no shikha. As long as there are olives on the ground, he can go back to the olives on the tree. What's the reason for this? The reason is because as you're gathering the olives on the ground, usually you look up to see if any more are falling. So as long as he didn't finish gathering the ones on the ground, he never really stopped thinking about the ones on top. So it's considered something that he would automatically remember, and therefore it's not shikha. Reb Meir says, even after he finished to gather all of the olives underneath the tree, I still say the olives on the tree aren't shikha yet. When do they become shikha? Mishetelech ha-machve. Machve means hidden. Now what happens is, even after you pick up the olives on the ground, the Bailam still check to see if there are any olives that somehow are hidden between the branches of the tree. So even after the ground is clear, the mindset of the person that's getting the olives off the tree is still to look up. So there's no shikha yet. So is Reb Meir being more lenient or being more machmer? He's being more lenient. He's saying the balabas does not have to give it away. It's not shikha yet. Unless he left it there, not just after the ground is clear, but after the checker for hidden olives did that checking. Tanakama says, on the other hand, not everyone checks for hidden olives, so therefore, it's already considered shikha once the ground is clear. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. If we have three rows of olive trees, and in between each there's a strip of land, if he forgets the middle tree, it's not shikha because it was covered by the others. Then we learned that an olive tree that has peiros with the shear of a sasayim of two saw, should he forget it, it's not shikha. And then the Mishnah, referring back to the halacha of the previous Mishnah, that special trees are not shikha. Those would be trees that have special names, that produce a tremendous amount, that are in a certain place. It's called by that name. Oh, the tree next to the wine press. It's not shikha if you didn't start. Once you started, even the famous dripper tree that drips before squeezing, but if you forget some of it, there is shikha, as we explained for the Matanura, provided that you don't have tusa. If you have tusa there, then it won't be shikha even if he started and stopped or overlooked some of them. What's the green light for the anim to come and take the zesim? The Tanakhama says, as long as there are some zesim on the floor, the tendency of the Bailam is to look up as well, and therefore, as long as there are zesim on the floor, even the olives that are connected to the tree are not shikha. Reb Meir says, the green light for the aniyim to take the olives in the tree is not just that the floor is clear, it has to be also that the person check to see if there aren't any hidden olives between the branches. Because until he does that, he's also thinking about any olives that may be up there and wouldn't be shikha yet. The halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, says the Bat Tanura. All right, if you want, you can go on to the next mission. I'll just tell you an interesting thing, that in the Pirush HaMishnayis LaHarambam, this whole last case of the Mishnah means something else altogether. The shaila is, let's say, I'm not an oni, but I want to be able to take some of the olives, which I consider hefker, because no one's taking it anymore. Of course, the aniyim take first. This Mishnah is asking, actually, according to the Rambam, the last case of our Mishnah, until when are the leftover olives just for the poor people, and when do we say it's already open for everybody, that the aniyim gave up hope of finding any more over here? The Tanakhama says, as long as there are forgotten zesim underneath the tree, the aniyim don't give up hope, even from the zesim that are left up on the tree. According to Reb Meir, even if they already banged the stick on the tree to knock down some of the leftover zesim, according to the Rambam, that's what hamachve means. So again, according to the Rambam, when would I say, no, only for the poor people, not for anyone else? As long as there are zesim on the floor, only the poor people can take from what's left on top. Even if somebody came with the stick and banged already. Reb Meir says, once someone came with the stick and banged to get the olives off the tree, then the aniyim give up hope. And even if you're going to find some olives over here underneath the tree, it's already mutter for anybody to take zesim from up on the tree, not just the aniyim, because it's considered hefker for everyone. Again, that's how the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam is shot in the last case of our Mishnah.